Over the coming weeks, you'll get to know those running in the August primary for governor. Last week, you heard from two Republicans in the race. Up next, Zach sits down with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
David Crowley, thanks for joining us.
So happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So for voters who don't know you, give us the 30-second elevator pitch. Introduce yourself, and why are you running?
Well, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm the Milwaukee County Executive, and a lifelong Wisconsinite. And I was born and raised in the city of Milwaukee, and I know there's so much that our entire state has to offer. And so I'm running for governor because I believe in the state, I believe in its people. But more importantly, I know how to deliver results. And I know that there are a lot of people who are dealing with the affordability crisis. And, you know, there are many families who are getting less, even if they're making more money today. And so with life getting more expensive and families getting strays, it doesn't mean that we can't help Wisconsinites out. And that's why I'm running for governor, to be a governor for all of us.
Is there a single issue that drives you, or perhaps a lane within the Democratic Party that defines you?
Well, I think through the affordability crisis specifically, right? Because things are rising in costs, whether we're talking housing, whether we're talking groceries, or seeing it in the utilities. And people are seeing the rise in inflation under this current administration. And they want somebody who's going to be there for them, not just a governor who's going to listen, but who's built solutions from the ground up, who's going to make sure that people are at the table who are directly impacted by the issues we face to make sure that they can be a part of the decision making at the same time.
How much money do you need to raise in order to be competitive and win this primary?
Well, I'll be the first to tell you that it's unfortunate how much money is being spent in elections to this day. We've seen that we have been breaking many, many different records when it comes down to campaign spending. We've seen that in the two Supreme Court races here locally. But I also don't think that we should play behind the eight ball. And so I'm going to continue to fundraise here locally to make sure that we have enough resources to get us over not just the primary election, but to get us through the general as well.
When it comes to a primary like this, what is the line for you personally between negative campaigning against a member of your own party versus defining maybe some flaws or some issue differences between you and an opponent?
You know, these elections are opportunities for the electorate to know who each person is. And so we're going to just stick to the facts, stick to the things that, you know, we have done on this campaign trail, what I have done as the Milwaukee County Executive. This isn't about mudslinging. This is really about focusing on how we are going to deliver results for those that we represent. No matter if you live in an urban, suburban, or rural area, this is about how to make sure that we're going to make life easier for those families, for those individuals, for those workers every single day. And that's what we're going to focus on, because that's what matters. That's not a Republican or a Democratic agenda. It's about the Wisconsin agenda.
So for voters who only care about winning, of seeing their party win, mm-hmm. do you think they should be focusing more on the issues that candidates represent or simply electability?
Well, we got to focus on both. We got to focus on the issues that are affecting communities all across this entire state. But we also need someone who has experience. You know, I bring a very unique executive leadership, spending 7 years in the state capitol, but also serving as the county executive for the past 5 years. And so I'm the only candidate in this race that has experience in the legislature, but actually running a government, balancing billion-dollar budgets, and really tackling the issues head on. So I think it's a combination of both, but it's about how do we continue, again, to step outside of our comfort zone, go all across the entire state of Wisconsin to let voters know what we're putting on the table.
Most of the Democrats in this race have connections either to Madison or Milwaukee. How do you reach the rest of the state, rural Wisconsin, outstate Wisconsin?
Well, I think it's no secret. I'm uniquely positioned to bring out more Democratic votes out of Milwaukee County than any other candidate in this race, especially winning with 85% of the vote with my last reelection just in 2024. But it's about showing up. Folks want a governor who's going to listen, who's going to be there for them and make sure that they're at the table when it comes down to figuring out those solutions. And I'm the only candidate that has a proven track record that I can deliver on the things that we're talking about throughout the campaign trail. In 2023, you know, I worked together to build a coalition all across the state of Wisconsin, building stakeholders, government, business leaders, to pass Act 12, which allowed for more money to come from Madison to go to every local municipality, no matter its size, so they can invest in things that matter for them. Things like fire, police, housing, transportation, the quality of life issues that matter to those local residents. And I'm going to continue to do that as the next governor of Wisconsin.
What impact do you think Donald Trump will have on this primary, first of all, and on the election in general?
Well, I think that, you know, no matter who is in the highest office in the land, whether that's a Democratic Joe Biden or President Donald Trump, they're going to put their thumb on this scale. But I think it's extremely important that it's not just about fighting back against many of these dangerous policies that we're seeing coming out of Washington, D.C. It's about what vision, what agenda as Democrats are we going to put on the table? I know that I'm frustrated with who's occupying the White House, like many others, but there also is a healthy level of frustration with Democrats and Republicans not being able to put an agenda on the table, not bringing a cohesive message to really energize the base and put an alternative out there. And we're going to do this on this campaign, making sure that folks understand that this is going to be a new campaign, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or an independent, or don't care about politics in general. There's room on this campaign race for you.
All right. David Crowley, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.